This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The news the Taliban have retaken Afghanistan did not surprise Colorado Air Force veteran Josh Cooper. The Centennial resident deployed to Afghanistan with the military and also returned several times as a contractor. He says what's making all this difficult for him is knowing the ideology of the Taliban will turn back the progress of the last 20 years.
That's the hard part, is just knowing there's people there that want progress and that's just not going to happen. And they have to worry about their future and their family, and there's only so many ways out.
He says he wants the U.S. to secure the Kabul airport and get as many Afghans out as possible, but he acknowledges that raises questions about where the Afghans will go. A team of about 30 University of Colorado Boulder students is building a machine that can dig a tunnel and do it fast. It's part of a worldwide contest hosted by a company founded by Elon Musk. The goal is drilling through about 100 feet of earth as quickly as possible, a technology that the Boring Company could use to build tunnels for rapid transit. CU is one of 12 teams in the competition. Air quality is set to deteriorate starting today, but it won't be as bad as last week. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Intrakin says smoke from wildfires in western states is being blown into Colorado once again.
You know, we won't see those lower visibilities at the surface that we saw last week.
A moderate level of ozone and fine particulates is expected to fill the air until tomorrow. In Denver, it's 90 degrees with a few clouds. In Grand Junction, it's 91. And clear in Montrose, it's 86 degrees. This is CPR News.